This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I would venture to guess that many of you are taking some time off during this holiday week. Maybe a staycation, perhaps some grilling out involved? In my new Northern Gardener magazine, there's an article on grilling lettuce. This subject has come up a few times this season, so I'll share what I've learned. Apparently, it tastes really good, grilled romaine lettuce in particular. The author of Grill Your Veggies, Elizabeth Millard, says that the crisp leaves and sturdy stalk of romaine make it perfect for the grill. For June, she was throwing radishes, asparagus, and green onion on the barbie. My word, not hers. Peppers and carrots will also be delish coming up later in July. Elizabeth shares some tips on grilling your veggies. Cut the pieces into similar sizes, pretty much the same as you would do for roasting, so they cook more evenly. You want to grill the largest amount of surface, so cut the pieces to allow for that. That means cutting carrots, potatoes, and the like at a diagonal. Invest in steel kebab skewers. While you can certainly grill veggies in foil, Elizabeth says you'll lose some flavor that way. Toss your veggies in oil before grilling. A little goes a long way, she says. Too much and you'll cause fire flare-ups. Lightly season after lightly oiling. Here you can play with your own tastes. As for the romaine lettuce, wash the bunch and dry thoroughly. Leave the leaves attached to the base. This holds the lettuce together on the grill. Cut the romaine in half or in quarters. When oiling, you can rub the oil into the leaves to help char them more evenly. I'll have all this information and more on GardenBite.com. Season to taste and throw it on a preheated medium heat grill. Then stay there, lettuce grills up fast, about a minute per side. I want to plug again my favorite gardening magazine for those of us in colder climates, Northern Gardener. They get it. I'll link you to their site. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.